US President Donald Trump says he wants the death penalty introduced for drug dealers. Speaking at an event to stop opioid addiction, he warned that if the drug epidemic isn't controlled, there wouldn't be a United States. As Chief Foreign Correspondent Philip Williams reports from Washington.
Speaking in New Hampshire, Donald Trump had an audience and a simple message. His administration was coming after those who deal in drugs, and for the worst offenders, the ultimate punishment.
These are terrible people, and we have to get tough on those people. Because we can have all the blue ribbon committees we want, but if we don't get tough on the drug dealers, we're wasting our time. Just remember that. We're wasting our time. And that toughness includes the death penalty.
The president made a bold promise to rid America of the scourge of drugs by the end of his second term.
And I want to win this battle. I don't want to leave at the end of 7 years and have this problem. Okay? I don't want to, right?
He added that building the wall along the Mexican border would stop a large percentage of heroin coming into the country.
The second part of our initiative is to reduce the supply of illicit drugs. 90% of the heroin in America comes from our southern border, where eventually the Democrats will agree with us and will build the wall to keep the damn drugs out.
Donald Trump cited unnamed foreign countries he said don't have problems because they have a zero tolerance for drugs. But he conceded not all Americans will favor the death penalty as a solution here.
Now, maybe our country's not ready for that. It's possible that our country's not ready for that. And I can understand it, maybe. Although, personally, I can't understand that. Unless you have really, really powerful penalties led by the death penalty for the really bad pushers and abusers, we are going to get nowhere. And I'm telling you, we are going to get somewhere.
Already, groups dealing with addiction have rejected the president's solutions. Maria McFarlane Sanchez Moreno is from the Drugs Policy Alliance.
Neither the death penalty nor harsh sentences, which Trump has been proposing, would have any deterrent effect on drug trafficking. We know that these sentences do not reduce or stop drug trafficking, and in fact they have often the opposite effect.
But for many Americans, Donald Trump's simple rhetoric will sound sweet. The ultimate goal of ridding this nation of all drug abuse is about as tall an order as they come. This is Philip Williams in Washington reporting for AM.